This is Daguerreotypes, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW. Written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. This is Flyer number 0B2, part 2, entitled Masculism 101. Description. This flyer is a 2023 update of flyer number 0B. It was used for the first Masculist interview I gave to a non-manosphere and to a mixed gender public in the world. As its title suggests, it is a summary, a 101, of the main ideas of masculism for people who are ignorant of the topic. Continuing straight on. Gender Equality Committees. Masculists aim for the creation of Gender Equality Committees, GECs, to be set up in the parliaments that consist half of female feminists and half of male masculists, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is far from being the case today. The male half of a GEC, GEC, will legislate the PARA, P-A-R-E-R, paternity rejection right, and the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth, for all births, to combat paternity fraud. If a man is paternity frauded, he can use the PARA to avoid being forced fathered, and then prosecute his woman for doing this to him. GECs will push for the fipping of women, so that women pull their financial weight, sharing the burden of earning the living equally with men. Equal rights for women will imply equal obligations as well. Neither sex is to be privileged. GECs will systematically menfare the gender laws, for example, by prosecuting women who make false rape accusations, punishing them with the same penalties as a rapist, that is typically 10 years in jail. The male half of the GECs will push masculist ideas onto the public so that society is as well aware how women oppress men as vice versa. Biconscious masculists confront monoconscious feminists. To be monoconscious means that one has only had one's feminist consciousness raised. A monoconscious feminist is usually rather feminazi bitchy because she is angry at men for the ways that men oppress women, for example, rape, domestic violence, sexual harassment, etc., which is what feminism has taught her. Feminism is a deeply misandrist, gynocentric ideology that teaches women and society that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. Feminism teaches women and society nothing about how women oppress men, and in fact, far worse. So, monoconscious feminists do not have their anger at men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled by their female masculist anger at women for the ways that women oppress men. Biconscious masculists confront monoconscious feminists, continued. Someone who is biconscious has had both their feminist and their masculist consciousnesses raised. That is, he slash she knows that gender oppression is a two-way street, that men oppress women and women oppress men, and in fact, that women's oppression of men is often horrible and lasts decades, making men's oppression of women seem rather minor in comparison. To masculists, even rape, which is the worst way that men oppress women, is seen as rather small beer in comparison to women's big three gender crimes against men, in brackets, man's slavery, divorce rape, forced fathering. Masculists see monoconscious feminists as hypocrites and bigots. Most women have been powerfully brainwashed all their lives by feminism that gender oppression is a one-way street, so typically suffer cognitive dissonance when they are confronted by a maskless for the first time in their lives, who tells these women that women oppress men worse. Biconscious maskless confront monoconscious feminists, continued. Maskless have a label for monoconscious feminists who resist being biconscious. Maskless call them MFBs, that's monoconscious feminazi bigots. Maskless have no patience with MFBs and confront them with verbal violence and hatred, haranguing them out of the room with maskless rhetoric and venom. Maskless see MFBs as utterly callous towards men's suffering at the hands of manslaving, divorce-raping women, and hate them for that callousness. Maskless see MFBs as hypocritical and bigoted and aim to wipe them out, forcing them to become bi-conscious. Otherwise, they will be forced by men, masculisted men, in brackets, who in time will be most men, as maskless ideas spread across the planet, as feminist ideas have, close brackets, to rot on the shelf, totally ignored by men. Maskless argue that it's in women's self-interest to become bi-conscious. Biconscious maskless confront monoconscious feminists, continue. Maskless try to persuade monoconscious feminists that it's very much in their self-interest to become biconscious, since they will then be more likely to have, or to hold onto, their boyfriends. A biconscious feminist loses her feminazi bitchiness, since her feminist anger at men is cancelled by her female maskless anger at women. Thus, she makes it herself much nicer for men to approach, so she's more likely to have a boyfriend. Research shows that the most miserable group of people are professional feminists in their 40s, manless, childless, and depressed, feeling that life has passed them by, who take antidepressant drugs and live with their cats. Maskless aim to speed up the biconsciousing of monoconscious feminists by targeting their currently monoconscious male feminist boyfriends, by teaching these boyfriends masculism, making them biconscious. These boyfriends then become disgusted with the hypocritical, bigoted monoconsciousness of their feminist girlfriends and dump them, preferring to have relationships with biconscious feminists who are much nicer to be with and a lot more approachable. Most men don't want relationships with, quote, misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts, end quote, and avoid them like the plague. Biconscious maskless confront monoconscious feminists, continued. Maskless aim to cause monoconscious feminists to be hated by both sexes by telling young women that the root cause of their babylessness is the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts, which are so toxic for men that young men refuse to give these young women their sperm, since these young men absolutely refuse to face a 1 in 4 chance of being butchered as divorcing fathers by these monoconscious feminists. So the maskless tell these young babyless women to hate the monoconscious feminists as much as the maskless do, so that both sexes learn to hate the monoconscious feminists, putting enormous moral pressure on them to become biconscious or be spat at from all sides. Maskless hate MFBs for their hypocrisy and bigotry, and young women will hate them for indirectly causing their babylessness. The Maskless Agenda. Feminism, second wave, went through two major phases, that is, A, the consciousness-raising phase. For example, in small groups at universities that discussed how men oppress women and how women could liberate themselves. B, the political phase that changed the gender laws, making them more favourable to women. For example, equal pay for equal work, equal access to the professions, the abortion right, fault-free divorce, the takeover of the divorce courts, setting up committees for equal rights for women in the parliaments, etc. Men's lib, that's masculism, is currently in its first phase, that is male consciousness raising, learning how women oppress men, especially with women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, women's false rape accusations, etc. The next obvious phase for men is to go political and change the gender laws so that they are men feared. How is this to be done? The masculist agenda continued. Masculist theorists have largely finished their job. Masculist issues are now fairly clear. So current emphasis in the masculisting of men is to raise their masculist consciousness, and that is an ongoing process in the manosphere, that is, men discussing men's issues on the internet. There are now probably several million masculists and MGTOWs, that's men going their own way, in the world. That is, men who refuse to marry and have kids, spending their money on themselves to avoid being butchered as fathers in the hated, fluffy, feminist-controlled divorce courts by living the MGTOW lifestyle. Once there are millions of masculists, the time will soon come for the men faring of the gender laws by establishing GECs in the parliaments, whose task it is to legislate laws that are fair to both sexes. The masculist half of these GECs will push for the legislation of gender laws that are fair to men, a process that is decades behind the equivalent process for women. Most women aren't even aware how women oppress men and how badly. Enemies of the masculists. The masculists have two main enemies. One, fluffies, based on the word fluff, a masculist label for a traditional woman who expects to be able to parasite off the labour and money of a man, thus manslaving him for decades. Masculists use this term because it has connotations of being light, not serious, not responsible, not adult, not career competent, not FIP, that's financially independent person. Two, fluffy feminists. That is, feminists who still have fluffy expectations of men, seeing men as cash machines to pay for women to have babies. Masculists see fluffy feminists as hypocrites, as bigoted and indirect genociders, so are truly hated by masculists. Masculists have a particular hatred for fluffy feminist divorce court lawyers and judges, who butcher one father in four in the hated, fluffy, feminist-dominated divorce courts. Fluffies. The main enemy of the masculists is the fluffy, based on the word fluff. A fluffy is a traditional woman who expects to be able to parasite off the labour and money of a man. A fluffy does not bother to get a career-competent education at high school and college. Instead, 80% of young women at age 16 choose to become fluffy crappers. A fluffy crapper studies fluffy crap majors at high school and college. That is the soft option. Manslaving parasites. Masculine fluffies as manslaving parasites who don't bother to FIP up. A FIP is a financially independent person who bothers to get a career-competent education, allowing her to become a financially responsible FIP as an adult and not expect to parasite fluffy style off the labour and money of a man. Fluffies study fluffy crap majors at high school. They study the intellectually easy, intellectually lazy majors that are memory-based. For example, English literature, history, foreign languages, which require a much lower level of analytic thought than the much more abstract subjects of math and the sciences. Fluffy crappers are then forced to study more fluffy crap majors at college. Fluffies end up with fluffy crap diplomas that the economy doesn't value, so are rather poor. Fluffies screw around in their 20s, with 40 different penises in her on average by the time she is in her 30s, stats show. For female university graduates, at least. Masculist as abolitionists. In her 30s, she listens to her biological clock ticking and realizes she can't afford to pay for her own middle-class house that she wants to raise her kids in. So she looks around for some gullible, stupid, ignorant man-slave to work for her. So she sits on her fat, parasitic ass, living off his money, raising her kids in a middle-class house that he pays for, thus manslaving him for decades. Damascus, this is manslavery and is hence hated. Damascus see themselves as the 21st century equivalent of the 19th century abolitionists of the northern states of the US in the early 1800s. The abolitionists had a hatred towards the moral abomination of Negro slavery and eventually went to war against it in the US Civil War in the 1860s. Damascus have a hatred of the moral abomination of manslavery and aim to wipe it out with bullets, if necessary, in a sex war against the fluffies and fluffy feminists.